WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1950s and 60s, drummer Ed Thigpen toured with pianist Oscar Peterson and with Ella Fitzgerald and made records with diverse musicians, from John Coltrane to harpist Dorothy Ashby. In 1972, he moved to Copenhagen. From there, he's worked with many European musicians and fellow expatriates like Dexter Gordon, Johnny Griffin, and Thad Jones. In the 90s, Thigpen hooked up with younger American musicians like bassist John Lindberg and put together his own Danish trio. On Thigpen's new CD, he puts them together with a visitor from New York, saxophonist Joe Lovano. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it was worth the trip.
The jazz drummer is a bit like the Western bad guy who shoots at strangers' feet to make them dance. Both aim to get folks moving with precision firepower. Drummers tend to have more benign motives and generally show off less than gunslinging bullies, although there are exceptions like Buddy Rich. Ed Thigpen gets the job done quietly, shoring up a tune's beat or coaxing soloists along with sympathetic comments or a snipe at the heels. But he also knows when to leave a soloist be and let the story unfold without kibitzing. Ed Thigpen is the son of a jazz drummer, and tenor player Joe Lovano is the son of a jazz saxophonist. They had the music in their ears from infancy. Lovano and pianist Karsten Dahl have also played drums from childhood, which enhances the quartet's crack timing. Bassist Jesper Bodilsen keeps up too. Joe Lovano is a strong and consistent player, but he sounds especially good here. One showcase is Billy Strayhorn's ballad Chelsea Bridge, where Lovano fine-tunes his tone quality, the way Thigpen keeps refining his brushwork. Ed Thigpen's new CD, recorded live in Copenhagen, is The Element of Swing on the Stunt label. True to the title, every piece deals with swing time from a slightly different angle or tempo. Swing isn't everything in jazz, but it's always been a quick shortcut to the pleasure receptors and has a happy effect on soloists lucky enough to catch a wave. Lately, Joe Lovano's own records have been concept-driven, tributes to Sinatra and Caruso and such, which can rein him in a bit. Freed of the responsibilities of leadership, He makes the most of his working vacation, and the locals get to watch the stranger dance.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Ed Thigpen's new CD, The Element of Swing.